สวัสดีค่ะ This is Hi in Thailand My name is Martana Buna I work for Plan Thailand Country Office and this project is for 3 years implemented in the north of Thailand funded by Plan Japan during 2009 to 2011 when I go back home I will have to write a final report for this project discussion background of the project Thailand is growing risk of HIV/AIDS infection among youth group 70 out of 1000 girls age 15 to 19 get pregnant compared to 65 of global average and Asian average is 56 that means that Thailand is the first in Asia and second in the world South Africa is the first for teenage pregnancy nearly at about 190 teen gave birth per day teen pregnancy increased to 336 per day in 2011. This project implemented in Chiang Rai province, which is in the north of Thailand, bordering Laos and Myanmar. And Chiang Rai is among the highest prevalent province in the country. About 24,000 people living with HIV living in Chiang Rai. This program is implemented in selected three districts. Within three districts, we select 10 sub-districts to work with. Goal of the project, we will implement activity by strengthen the ability of community and local organization to implement HIV prevention, care, and support. The objective, first we have to find partnership within the area to work with. Then after that, we have to access to the need of care and support of HIV prevention. And after that, we educate the community representative and empower them to be able to disseminate knowledge and intervention to children and family of infected by HIV/AIDS. Before we start, this is a strategy. We started with the situation assessment to see the gap, where the gaps are. We don't invent new view. We have to use whatever it is for the infrastructure that have in the community. Then after that, we set up working partners among local organizations in that area and then provide training and also the partner will work with community members on different things such as the Joy with the World AIDS Day campaign, life skill training, out of school youth. The partner that I'm talking about, finally we found a very good, interesting structure that sorry, this is going really fast. That we have a network of people living with HIV, working together with youth group. Youth group here means children age 13 to 18, and they are out of school. They are also in school. They're infected, they're not infected, and they get together. And people living with HIV also form them as a core youth group. The core youth group, after they set up, they go to work with HIV prevention in community, in their own community. Program result, after 3 years of implementation, we will be able to disseminate to get access, people living with HIV/AIDS, 580 of them get access to healthcare, health service, and know how to take care of themselves. The network also, the people living with HIV also help to create four core youth group. As I said, it's 13 to 18. And they both get together and provide information on HIV to almost 1,000 persons. And among them, half of them, about 500 out-of-school youth. This is found in the gap of the situation analysis, so that we be able to reach the gap in the community. Now, this is the core youth group that we believe that this program proven to be the core youth group proven to be effective channel to provide HIV knowledge as a peer-to-peer channel to out-of-school youth. The challenge of the project is that we have to make sure that the people, representative of people living with HIV/AIDS, will continue to work with as a mentor to youth group. Because there are not a lot of people who would like to work with youth, especially with out-of-school youth, especially with people on the topic of HIV/AIDS. And also, we have to continue the activity together, that they can work together. And so that, because some youth, they grow up and they went out of the community to work somewhere else. The activity here, I mean that the activity that can get together, they have activity once or twice a month, and the place, the venue of the activity is at either at the hospital or at the space that provided by local government. What they did is sometime each week they provide knowledge on reproductive health, family planning, HIV AIDS prevention. And this is all. These are all the topics that parents won't talk to children at home. And also, you can see the logo here. This is the logo of the Miss Sampan group, which they a group of people get together: nurse, doctor, people in the community, youth. Okay. What they did is that in order for this mechanism to be sustained, we have to find various income generation activity to suit for the interest of the group, and they get together for sustainability. They for younger kids, they make get together in the photo to make keychain. For older, some of them make salty eggs. If eggs, two eggs sell in the market is 2 for 10 baht. When make it, they get together, they make it fermented and make it salty. It can be sold 10 baht for two eggs. All this activity, if they order, they will make candy craft like this. This is my purse, and this is things like this. And this is for iPad packet. you can see that it's very good quality. The profit is not enough to be, it's marketable, all the product marketable, but it's not enough to be like getting them rich, but also it's enough for them for their transportation, for activity to get together, for their food, for their lunch every week. So that's a channel for sustainability of the when they work together. This is the last one, the outcome of the project. This project proved that village people in community, including out-of-school youth, which is really hard-to-reach group. For the component of the project, we create red stigma and discrimination against children affected by HIV in community. And also, this is a good example of people living with HIV network who working with children on HIV education prevention in community. Thank you.